This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, more than 665,000 people have died from COVID-19. It's more than 150,000 deaths in the United States and more than 90,000 in Brazil. The number of worldwide infections hits a milestone of 17 million, while the number of U.S. infections exceeds 4.4 million and 2.5 million in Brazil. As the world faces and races to find a vaccine and a treatment for COVID-19, there is seemingly no antidote in sight for the burgeoning outbreak of coronavirus conspiracy theories, hoaxes, anti-mask myths, and sham cures. The phenomenon unfolding largely on social media escalated this week in the U.S. with U.S. President Trump retweeting a false video about an anti-malarial drug being a cure for the virus, and it was revealed that Russian intelligence is spreading disinformation about the crisis through English-language websites. Experts worry the torrent of bad information is dangerous, undermining efforts to slow the virus, with the death toll in the U.S. surging. Brazil reopened Wednesday to foreign visitors arriving by plane, hoping to revive its lockdown devastated tourism industry despite the rapid spread of the new coronavirus in the country. In a decree published on the Government Gazette, Brazil extended coronavirus-related bans on foreign travelers arriving by land or sea for another 30 days, but said the four-month-old restrictions will no longer bar the entry of foreigners arriving by air. Globally, more than 665,000 people have died from COVID-19. It's more than 150,000 deaths in the United States, more than 90,000 in Brazil. The number of worldwide infections hits a milestone again of 17 million, while the number of U.S. infections exceeds 4.4 million and 2.5 million in Brazil. This is VOA News.